Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday version of Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ray Holman, who is legislative liaison with UAW 6000. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
Doing great.
It's a busy day of hearings today.
Yeah, it sure was. Sure was. You know, they passed some pretty sweeping legislation today.
It is. I was going to start on a different topic, and perhaps we ought to start with the news this afternoon. The Senate okays a bill that will have public employees paying at least 20% of their health care premiums effective in January.
Yeah, that is Senate Bill 7, and what it would do is have, as you mentioned, public employees pay up to and maybe more than 20% of their health insurance. And, of course, this would affect teachers and firefighters and people that work for municipalities. There's a little bit of a catch, though, in terms of state employees, as state workforce operates underneath the Civil Service Commission. So it may or may not affect state employees. There is a resolution attached so that this bill could apply to state employees. But in order for that to happen, there'd have to be a supermajority vote count in the House. So the bill has passed the Senate, and the next step will be going over to the House. So state employees are still waiting to see, actually, if this applies to us. But overall, you know, this bill is bad for collective bargaining, because what it does is takes away our ability as unions to negotiate wages and benefits, because it simply just mandates what a public employee will pay.
Now, when we've talked many times in the past about collective bargaining and the way some things, there seem to be a lot of changes in the air in terms of unions and collective bargaining, and with the governor and legislation that keeps coming forward. Does it feel like a lot of anti-labor bills coming down the pike?
You know, it really does, Cheryl. There's over 41 what I would call bad bills, bills that would, for example, make it illegal for unions to use a public building or to freeze step increases, you know, during contract negotiations. And some of this stuff applies to state employees. Most of it's directed generally at all public employees. Again, it's a little bit different for the state workforce, because we operate underneath the Civil Service Commission. But when you look at it as a whole, it does feel like public employees are under attack. It really does.
Well, when you talk about the catch, when we talked about Senate Bill 7 right off the top, you talk because state employees operate under the Civil Service Commission. Can you see, I mean, there have been issues with the Civil Service Commission, you know, this year. Can you see some of these things heading towards that as well, and trying to kind of infiltrate that?
Well, you know, the Civil Service Commission in Michigan has sole authority for state employees' wages and benefits, and they approve our contracts. So, for example, when we negotiate with the state for contract, is approved by the Civil Service Commission. But certain lawmakers are frustrated with civil service, and they have introduced some bills to limit or change some of the authority and powers of that commission.
Is that a concern to you? I mean, obviously you're watching it closely, but are you concerned that there could be inroads there? I mean, the Attorney General has a lawsuit going against them now for partner benefits.
Yeah, I mean, we see it as a basic checks and balance as part of our democratic process here in Michigan. And there's a reason why the state constitution, in fact, gives, again, sole authority to the Civil Service Commission. You know, it's a way to make sure that things are done fairly and, again, done through the democratic process, and to assure that collective bargaining rights are maintained. And it's been working well for the state for years. And, of course, if they would try to change civil service or take away its authority, I think that would be bad for everybody in Michigan.
One of the things we talked about, there was an interesting quote I thought that I got from MERS News Service. Senator Hopgood out of Taylor, a Democrat out of Taylor, after hearing this 80-20 bill, this Senate Bill 7 passing today, said public employees do public service and we should stop treating them as public enemy number one. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, you know, I think what's happened is over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, things have gotten pretty tough here in Michigan, and it's people are scared, and so people look around and they say, hey, these teachers have pretty good pay and great benefits. Why don't I have that? And I think certain lawmakers are taking advantage of that fear. But, you know, really, you know, public employees are the people that protect children. Public employees are the people that keep the roads safe and make sure that your drinking water and food is good to eat and drink. And, you know, it's a myth also that public employees have lavish pay or Cadillac benefits. It's just not true. So I do feel that some individuals are trying to take advantage of people's, you know, fears of the bad economy. I mean, the good thing is, however, it seems like we've bottomed out in Michigan. In fact, Cheryl, just on Monday at a revenue estimating conference, it looks like the state's going to have an extra $500 million.
And yet, you and I had a few minutes to talk earlier today. That sounds like the state is still wanting concessions from the union, from the public employees.
Yeah, and we're hoping that Governor Snyder and the Office of State Employer give us credit for all the concessions we've already made. You know, speaking about health insurance, last April, new employees coming into the state of Michigan do, in fact, pay 20% or more for their health insurance. And since 2003, we have given back $750 million in concessions. We're doing more work than ever before. You know, we've lost 11,000 positions in the state since 2001. So we're hoping, Cheryl, that we get credit for the things we've done in the past. And, you know, having a little extra money hopefully will make that a little bit easier. So, of course, we'll be sitting down at the bargaining table late this summer. And again, hopefully get credit for the concessions we've already made.
Well, and as you've mentioned to me before, the figure of over, you know, $750 million in concessions since 2003, do you feel that the administration is targeting you folks, targeting union folks and public employees when it comes to trying to make up some differences in the budget?
Well, you know, regarding Governor Snyder's budget, it's our opinion that, you know, it taxes individuals and gives big corporations and CEOs tax breaks without any proof yet that it's going to produce jobs for everybody. So, you know, that's our concern with the overall budget. And regarding, you know, feeling like we're being under attack, I think what had happened was people were used to the state workforce being asked to give back. But once Governor Snyder became governor, he also included a whole bunch of other folks, like senior citizens, regarding, you know, their pension being taxed and earned income tax credit being greatly reduced. So I think a bunch of other people also are feeling pain. But again, Cheryl, just to let everybody know, we state employees have really stepped up the plate already for years. You know, we've, as a state, really been in a recession for the last decade. And when that started, you know, state employees, you know, stepped up to the table, made concessions, and helped state balance its books, you know, year after year. And again, in late this summer, we're hoping we get credit for what we've already done, because we provide, again, vital services to keep the state moving.
Privatization is a buzzword that has been used a lot with this administration, and you know, it's a concern for, you know, I'm going to talk later in the show to Mel Grieshaber with Michigan Corrections Organization, and I know his thoughts on the subject as well. Are you concerned, and your group concerned about privatization?
That's a great concern for us, because what will happen is if you privatize, you know, complicated work, sensitive work that we handle, you know, working with families and criminal justice type of responsibilities, and you hand that over to a private company and you lose that oversight, you know, people can suffer. And, you know, privatization in the past has ended up causing the state more money. In fact, there's a bill right now that passed the Senate that would privatize quite a bit of the work that Department of Human Services caseworkers do. And we're really concerned about that, because what this would mean would be that citizens would have to go to various locations to get, for example, Medicaid, or to get help with emergency energy needs. And a lot of the people that we serve have challenges in terms of transportation and resources, and it would really be a shame to farm that work out and then have vulnerable citizens suffer, and in the end cost the state more money. So we're really concerned about privatization.
We only have a short amount of time left, Ray, but there's a rally this Saturday I heard about K-12 education cuts at the Capitol.
Yeah, there's going to be a rally from 4 to 6 at the state capitol this Saturday, and the focus, again, is the cuts to education, and the UAW Local 6000 is joining with a whole group of other people to have that rally, and yes, this Saturday from 4 to 6.
Very good. Well, Ray, as always, appreciate your perspective and your knowledge on the subject. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks. Have a great night. Ray Holman, a legislative liaison, UAW 6000. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.